I never thought you'd be the type to take on that many monsters. Oh, not by yourself. Color me impressed. Why'd you stop? You looked rather fantastic doing all that spinning and kicking and knocking them down. They're running away. What? Can't a girl sit back and watch her enemy? Just for the fun of it? Oh, let me guess. You're practicing some sort of secret technique. One that I'm not supposed to know about until we face off against each other again. Am I right? I can close my eyes if you want. Go ahead. Do your thing. I'll close my eyes. I'm not looking. I'm not hearing anything impressive. Oh, you didn't leave, did you? Oh, good. You're still there. I would have looked rather silly if I were just standing around, my eyes closed. Monsters are recently scampering off. I mean, they could return. Oh, hey! Are you frisking me? That's rather forward of you. It's not called for. Do I look like I have a weapon on? Oh, shoot. You're right. I did pull that weapon out that one time. Forgot about that. Oops, my bad. If it makes you feel any better, I'll show it to you right now. You didn't find it in your frisk, but full transparency. See? Now on to the ground it goes. I can empty out the rest of my pockets if you'd like. Maybe there's something interesting in there. I don't know. Could be I have a bouquet of your favorite flowers, you know. Hand-picked by moi, just for you. What's wrong with that idea? Can't I still be your enemy and show my appreciation for all that you do? Can't I? Who cares who I focus my efforts on most of the time in battle? I'm focusing on you right now. Because that's what I want to do. Is that so wrong? To be honest, I'm not really interested in dealing with either of those other two at the moment. They're boring. But while we're on the subject, how are those boys doing? Have they gotten any stronger since the last time we faced off and I kicked their ass? Oh. Sounds about right. I might need to start hitting the training ground again. You know, make sure I can one-up them. I mean, I am a girl. It does make a boy look bad when I level them so easily. Well, of course. He especially needs to be put in his place. I can't have him thinking he's got even the slightest chance against little old me. Explosive things sometimes come in small packages. He most certainly doesn't. I've gotten into enough fights with him to prove that on paper, statistically. Why are you defending him? Where do you think you're going? I can't have you dragging him over here just for that. He's not even supposed to know I'm here. You're cavorting with the enemy, aren't you, cutie? Because I came to talk to you in private. That's why. Definitely not to face you in combat, that's for sure. I have other things on my mind. There's a reason I have a bit of a rivalry going on with him and not you. Can you figure out why? No. No. I very much respect your strength. It's just that
they happen to be in other areas.
Of course.
I know what you're good at. I've seen you enough times to get a really decent read on you, and I trust my instincts. Maybe you haven't noticed. I keep my eyes on a lot of things when I'm on the battlefield, and it's not just what's right in front of me. That's right. You are right in front of me this time. That means you have my full, undivided attention. Not even your boys can say they've ever gotten that, can they?
Are you nervous?
Good. There's a really good reason for that, actually. It comes down to one major difference between you and them. You look confused. Oh, I absolutely know. It's a huge difference. We're talking night and day here. Haven't figured it out yet, have you? It's something they're completely lacking that you, my darling girl, have in spades. It's honestly a little intimidating how much you've got. Scares me. Makes me weak at the knees just thinking about it. Sometimes I get lost in wondering if I could ever face you one-on-one because of how much of it you have. I don't know how long I'd last. I don't think I could ever rival you in that. But then again, I'm probably not the best judge for it. Maybe your opinion can be the deciding factor. Oh, definitely. It'll give me a better idea of whether we both have the same weakness or not.
It would be a shame.
But I have to know. I'm not sure how much longer I can survive in suspense. Yes. It's the very reason I came to speak with you right now, when you were alone out here. It was simply the cherry on top that you were fighting monsters. Yes, it's very important for me to find out the answer to this question. What don't you want to know, too? Might be my Achilles heel. Might help you out in the future. I'm faster than you. I'm stronger than you. And I'm really good with a knife. I only want to help you, just you. I don't think your friends will get anything out of this information unless they're scummy backstabbers, which is possible, but they had that whole noble hero thing going on, so. That shouldn't be an issue either way, as long as you don't say a word about this meeting to anyone. Trust no one. Oh, of course you don't trust me. That's a given. Let me just say, I do trust that you might need a little convincing to keep this information to yourself. You'll know exactly why when I tell you. Let's start simple, shall we? Are you aware of your own strengths? I know you feel you fall into the shadow of those boys, but do you know your strengths? Yes, you are rather good at the superhero thing. But what about other strengths? Off-the-book kind of strengths? Yeah. There's one in particular that I've been concerned about for a while. Honestly, I'm concerned about your IQ. I'm surprised you haven't picked up on it yourself yet. Mm-mm. I can tell by the look on your face, you have no idea. But my God, it gives me chills. When you do know, you'll be such a force to be reckoned with. You really don't know, do you? Oh! Shall I tell you? Put you out of your misery of anticipation? How about you say, please, pretty girl? Okay. It's that you're so irresistibly cute. That's your secret power. Against me, at least. And then, I can't imagine. Once you start intentionally making those faces that you make in battle at me, all those little noises you do, I'll be a goner. Hey, wait a second. Don't just leave like that. I said not to leave. I'm not done talking with you. I still have a few things that I want to... Oh, I did say there was a reason you aren't my rival in combat. Don't try that again. Unless you want to have to replace your weapon, little girl. Let's just get rid of that before you decide to attack me again. You can pick it up once we're done here. No. What's wrong? You're scared, aren't you? In a headlock. Me whispering into your ear. So close. You don't need to be afraid. I'm not going to do anything. Not anything you don't want. Not you. Oh. It'll be alright. See? My knife's on the ground over there with your weapon, and I don't have anything else on me. Just you. That said, there are a lot of things I can do with my hands. I know, I've got you in a headlock, but none of the things I want to do involve strangling you, bruising you in any way. I'll leave it up to you where I put my hands. It can be anywhere you like. I'm not picky. No. Shh. I'm not going to force you to do anything. Mm-mm. Choice is yours. Give me clear signals so I can go slow. Kind of the point, isn't it? I needed to test the waters. See if we share this weakness. Are you attracted to me? Tell me. Is this your weakness too? I guess. Finding out the answer will take some time. But I can live with that. I'm very patient. I'm gonna let you go. Just so you know, I will find out. I'll simply have to keep a closer eye on you from now on. Is there a problem with that? It might come as a shock, but you've always been in my sights. Now, whether you've been in my sights because I had an interest in you or not, well, that's something I want you to think about. You look confused, cutie. It is supposed to be hard to believe. After all, I did my best to deny it at first. And then I did my best to keep it all to myself until the right moment to pounce. And that moment happened to be now. I couldn't resist any longer. But otherwise, I think you've gotten a pretty full picture of who I am, how powerful I am, what I value. I might be a villain, but I do have values. Think about it. We might have different end goals, but am I that different from you? Willing to kick ass, to make things right? I assure you that what you see with me is what you get. No hidden motives, no agendas, nothing like that. I'm simply smitten. Smitten with you. That's all there is to it. It's rather simple, really. Ah, you're starting to get it. Yes. It really is my greatest weakness. You. But the million-dollar question is it one you share with me? Then it's not a vulnerability, it's a strength, don't you think? No. Knowing this about me changes nothing for our usual meetups, our battles. This information will be used for a different kind of battle. One that is preferably private. Away from the prying eyes of your friends and my fellow villains. No, we won't be fighting. It's less a battle between you and me and more of one between me and your heart. And you should know by now that losing isn't one of my fortes, is it? How about this? I'll give you a heads up then, just so we can level the playing field. I'll tell you exactly how I plan to go about this, my strategy. If I'm not already your weakness, then I plan to make me one. Oh, please. Put up a good, hard fight for me. It'll make the outcome all the more delectable. Sure. You prepare yourself. This battle will start much sooner than you might expect. No, you don't get a choice in that. This is happening, starting now. And I hope you're a quick thinker. Otherwise, you might need some time to ensure you're ready. I'll leave you to it then. You've got so much to think about. I can see the wheels turning in your good girl head. I'll leave you to it then. I'll just grab my knife, leaving your weapon here. And I'll be out of your hair for the time being. Here we are. I just gotta make a little room for the knife, How about I take this out? Do you like any of these? there's at least 15 kinds of different flowers in here. You don't have to be a girly girl to like flowers. Even I like flowers. I figured I'd pick a variety. I had to have something to bring to this first meeting. Something to give you to remember me by. There's gotta be at least one of your favorites in here. But if not, I can try again. I do like a challenge. Here, take them. You look through them, study them, smell them. Let me know next time, all right? There will be a next time. But until then... Oh, one more thing. This little encounter stays between us, right? Yes. It's our little secret.